The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are listening to the PVD cast with John Orlando. Soak it up, suckers.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 176 and a half. I'm calling it Summation 2018, and for the avid listeners of this podcast, they know exactly what that means, but for those new folks who are checking out the PVD cast, allow me to tell you why I'm calling it Summation 2018. I have a habit or a tradition or whatever you want to call it, that the last couple weeks of the calendar year, I take off from the podcast to just recharge the batteries. And because it's around Christmas time, I'm traveling, visiting folks in Rhode Island, also visiting some people in Eastern Ohio and traveling all around. So I take a couple weeks off at the end. And what I like to do is I kind of like to recap what went on this calendar year. And so, there you go. That's what you're going to get with this particular episode of the PVD cast. I'm actually kind of shocked that it is time to do this episode because it just seems like yesterday was the summertime and now here it is. It's December 12th. That's when I'm recording this episode. We're about 13 days away from Christmas. I mean, man, time goes so quickly anymore. But let's talk about the history of the PVD cast. As I'm recording this episode on December 12th, this day marks the 6th anniversary of this beloved podcast. 6 years ago, I sat in my home at my desk on this very night and said, I'm going to make a podcast. And honestly, I had no idea what the hell I was doing. As I posted on Facebook, as I tweeted out, there's been a lot of ups and downs, but I absolutely love it. I enjoy it so much. And, I think that anybody out there that's listening and, you don't have to be involved in podcasting, but whatever you're passionate about, whatever you love, and you keep saying to yourself, I want to do this or I want to do that, go out there and do it. Do it. Don't allow obstacles to stand in your path, all right? If you want to create a podcast, go do it. If you want to write a movie, do it. If you want to create a comic book, do it. And you've heard that from the many, many guests who have appeared on this program talking about their amazing things that they are doing. And as a matter of fact, I would like to highlight some guests that I've had on this past year that really excited me to have on. I mean, not that I don't love having all my guests on. I do. I love having them come on and talk about their passions and what they're working on and whatnot. But for me, I think my opportunity here this year to sit down with one of my boyhood idols is the highlight when it comes to the guests that have appeared on the PVD cast. And I'm talking about, of course, the 6 or 7, 8 minutes that I spent talking to Road Warrior Animal at the Wrestle Legends convention. I mean, my friends will tell you what an absolute complete mark I was for the Road Warriors. Hawk and Animal and Precious Paul Ellering were just the most amazing professional wrestlers on the face of the planet. And the opportunity to sit down and talk with Road Warrior Animal and to have him here on this podcast, I'm still giddy about it. I still feel like an 8-year-old kid when I talk about it. And I don't know, probably, I'm going to be honest, probably next year or 5 years from now, that's still going to be a highlight for me with the PVD cast, just because I got a chance to meet one of my idols. And so that was amazing. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I've had the Brooklyn Brawler, One Man Gang, Cowboy Bob Orton Jr., Tito Santana, Tatanka, Glenn Fabry, Arvel Jones, Daniel Logan, Brian Krause, Kato Kalin, Lanny Sarum, Thomas Ian Nicholas, and damn it, man, I had Kevin Sorbo on too. That's right, frickin' Hercules, man, was on the PBD cast. I mean, so it was great to have those folks. It was also great to have everybody that came on, and I'm looking forward to having some great guests in 2019. Having some really cool people come on and talk about things that they are doing. If I may, I'm going to brag a little bit. If I can, I mean, I'm going to brag a little bit about the success that I've had. I really think 2018 was my best year for this podcast. I really do. I had over 21,000 visitors to pbdcast.com, the online home of yours truly, for 2018, which that's up by about 3,000. And, you know, while you look at that stat and go, that's amazing. That doesn't always equal listens or downloads a lot of times. In fact, I think like the percentage is up in the 80s. 80% of that is a quick 1 second hit to look and see what's this website about. But I still think that if you're getting 21,000 looks, I mean, that's probably a very good thing. You know, when you look at all the different things that are on the internet. So I'm kind of proud of that. I'm kind of pleased with that. You know, in July, I made a change to Libsyn, who is distributing out my podcast. And I got to be honest with you, folks. You know, before I was using another program, but it had some flaws. And I, you know, number one is it didn't connect to iTunes. So I had no idea how many listens I was getting through iTunes. So switching over to Libsyn was great. I mean, they give me so much data. I know who's listening. I know what days of the week are good days of the week for downloads. I get so much information and I really scratch my head sometimes and say, maybe the previous years, all of that was bullshit. Maybe all of that data really wasn't valid, man, because it just seems like Libsyn, man, is on it. It's amazing. I'm totally happy. I know that it caused some headaches for some of my listeners. I think it's all smoothed out. At least I hope so. I haven't heard recently of anybody having problems finding the PBD cast. In the short amount of time that I've been on Libsyn, I've had over 300 downloads. And, you know, hey, that's cool. I always enjoy looking and seeing where people listen. And I got to tell you, there's two that just blew me away. Through Spotify, I had someone listen to an episode that lived in Brazil. That's right. Goddamn Brazil. I can't even, like, that just blows my mind. I also got a listen from somebody in Manitoba, Canada, which that one doesn't surprise me as much because, you know, Canada's right up there, but Brazil's like thousands of miles away. And that kind of blew my mind, man. But, you know, speaking of which, I would like to throw out there some of the top markets. I looked at the top five markets from where I'm getting most of my listens. And I'm sure there's no surprise that I'm number one in Columbus, Ohio, because that's where I'm based out of. And just a couple of weeks ago when I was in Washington, D.C., I tweeted out how I appreciated the city because, man, I'll tell you right now, the Washington, D.C. area, they love the PVD cast. They do. That's number two on the list. Number three, the Cleveland, Akron, Canton area is a big fan. And New York is also a big fan. Now, I will say this with Libsyn. It doesn't designate if it's New York City or if it's just New York proper. I think it's New York proper. And rounding out the top markets, of course, all my friends and family back in the Steubenville, Wheeling area. Giving me some good numbers back there. So thank you very much. And there's tons of others, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Detroit's listening. South Dakota is listening. That's right. I said South Dakota. Los Angeles is listening. Georgia's listening. But those were the top five markets that the PVD cast is killing it in. Isn't that a little bit embarrassing? I don't even know the own name of my podcast. Anyways. Hey, man, a little slip of the tongue sometimes, you know. It happens. What can you say? What can you say? While we're talking about data from Libsyn, I'd like to highlight what the top episodes have been in terms of downloads. Rounding out number one is the one that just happened a few weeks ago. Steph Grieger, her episode was really, really popular. It was the number one in terms of download. I think we have a tie for number two, Craig Bogart. And of course, when Will joined me and we talked about our trip to All In, that was a very, very popular episode. My episode that emanated from the Monroe Comic Con was a very, very popular episode too. Even with the technical difficulties that existed with that particular episode. And rounding out the list was Ted Sikora, Cleveland comic book creator, the man behind Tap Dance Killer. And look, I appreciate everybody listening to every single episode. These are just the most downloaded episodes. Keep listening, folks. Keep listening. All right. I don't want to lose any listeners. I want to just continue to build on this fantastic base. I mean, as I've said, 2018 has treated me and the PVD cast very, very well. And as I look forward to 2019, I've set some goals for myself. And you know what? I'd like to talk about those goals. I really would. And because one of them, the number one goal, has been something I've been talking about and talking about. And as a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and put all the cards on the table. I want to get more advertisers on this podcast. Now, many of you are probably saying, well, John, you have a deal with Audible. And you're right, I do. But I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't know how successful that partnership has been, with all due respect to Audible. I appreciate the fact that they were one of the only companies that said, yes, you can have us as a sponsor. But I think I kind of missed out on the Audible boom, so to speak. I think that, you know, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, I would have been more successful having Audible as a sponsor. But I think by now, by the end of 2018, I think everybody that has Audible already has it. So they're not going to listen to a free trial. I mean, why would they? They have already an account. Also, too, I think that, you know, because I am an independently produced podcast, my numbers are not as great as some of the other podcasts out there who have Audible as well as a sponsor. And so, therefore, I'm just not seeing a benefit from it. Now, you know, I don't want to burn bridges. I don't want to offend anyone. I'm going to continue to plug Audible as a sponsor. But I'm looking to add in some other advertisers. And so I have some folks in mind. In fact, probably during my hiatus from being on the airwaves, I'm going to talk to a couple of businesses real close to my house and see if I can't get them on board. But I would love to do it. And you know, I've said it many times before, if you're a mom and pop business or industry and, you know, you want to advertise with the PVD cast, you know, hit me up. And I'll talk about where you can hit me up towards the tail end of this episode, so that maybe we can make that happen, all right? Well, and again, I'm going to, again, be very 100% honest with everybody listening. I'm not out to kind of screw somebody out of money, you know? I want somebody that's got a business or industry to get some bang for their buck, and I want to be able to get some bang for my buck. So it's something that's going to be equal. It's not like me taking 70% of the profits or something like that, but I digress. I'm just saying, if you know that you want to advertise here on the PVD cast, just let me know. And with that, let me move on to my second goal. My second goal, of course, as I've said many times on this podcast, is to make it better. And one of the things I'd like to do is I'd like to upgrade some of my equipment. One of the things I'm looking to do is to come up with a smaller mobile set. In other words, something that I can take to comic cons or other venues, and it's very compact. But yet it still delivers a really good sound quality. Something that, you know, as of right now, like, I'm taking all my mics, I'm taking my laptop and everything, and I would like to just have some type of portable recorder that I could take that would get the job done, so that I can do a little bit more and have a little more freedom to talk to folks. So that is going to be something I'm looking forward to doing. And of course, the third and final goal for me in 2019 is to continue to have great guests. And as I said, I've got a few lined up for 2019 already. I'm excited to have them on. You know, I just enjoy talking to creative folks, whether they're creating movies or they're creating comic books, or, you know, people that are involved in the wrestling game, because that's creative too, by the way. And so those are some of my goals that are going to be happening here in 2019. And so keep on listening, and tell a friend or two or 17, because I'd love to see the amount of listeners goes right through the roof, man, for this upcoming year. Okay, with that, I'm done bragging. I'm done talking about how great this podcast is, because let's be honest, you already know that. Ooh, that was a little arrogant, wasn't it? That was a little cocky, but hey, it's the truth, man. If I don't believe in my own product, then what the hell am I doing, right? What am I doing? Well, I'd like to say real quick that Mother Nature is really causing some havoc with me, because I'm trying to put the ice rink up in the backyard. That's right. You heard me correctly. Every year for the last couple of years, I've put an ice rink up, a 20 by 40 foot rink in my backyard so I can do some ice skating, have some friends over and ice skate in the backyard. But man, oh man, here in Columbus, Ohio, man, it's not getting cold yet. And I don't want to actually kind of put the liner in my rink just yet because I'd like it to get a little bit cold. So, you know, there's not any chance of any damage. For those that don't know, it is recommended that you not have a liner in a ice rink when it's above 50 degrees because the temperature and the sunlight and everything kind of warps the liner. So I'm kind of hoping that this weekend maybe it stays in the upper 30s to low 40s so that maybe I can drop that liner and then start getting some water in there because I want to get it done before Christmas. As I said, I'm going to be traveling and whatnot. So I want that to not be a worry or an anxiety of yours truly. But I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated how the ice rink is coming along here at Casa de la Orlando. And with that, I mean, honestly, folks, that's about everything. I wish I had more stuff to talk about other than bragging about the PVD cast, but let me go ahead and take care of our great sponsor of episode number 176 and a half. And of course, I'm talking about Audible. That's right. You can get a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. They have over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVD cast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their service. I've talked ad nauseum about all the different books that they have, so I'm not even going to waste your time talking about it. Just get over to audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your hands on a free audiobook. And now let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com if you like. You can find me on Twitter at PVDMVP, or you can leave me a message over on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, that being facebook.com/PVDcast. And don't forget that you can get this podcast a variety of different ways, as if you need a reminder. Well, first off, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly. But you can also find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play, or just wherever you find podcasts at, you'll find the PVD cast. And tell a friend or two, as I already said, and let them know that those are the different options they have to finding this great podcast. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very, very much for listening to this episode, to listening to all the episodes that you have. Thank you so very much. I mean, if it wasn't for you folks listening, I wouldn't do this. I'm really appreciative of the fact that you allow me to enter your world for a little bit and to share stories and projects and all kinds of things. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope everybody that is out there has a very happy holiday. They have a safe holiday. They spend it with friends and family and people that you love. And in 2019 here, I will be back. Full throttle, ready to conquer the podcasting world. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. So I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.